Hello and welcome to QU Reflections. I am your host, Associate Professor of Communication Travis Yates, and we're joined by Senior Communication Major, soon-to-be graduate Sarah Valcamp. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
And these are generally short podcasts, but tell me, what is your emphasis?
It is broadcasting, journalism, and public relations.
So you've got three of the five that we offer in the books. So yeah. You got here and said, I just want to do it all. Do you regret that? Are you glad you did it that way?
I'm glad I did it that way.
Excellent. Sarah, let's just jump right in. We've got graduation right around the corner, so it's a good time for reflection, to look back on your last 4 years here. What is your just absolute best memory at QU during your undergraduate days?
It's hard to pick a best memory out of 4 years. There's a lot of memories. But I guess, well, probably my best memory that I was just thinking about like 5 minutes ago was when I was a freshman and I had just moved into my dorm. I bought fish because like everybody had to have fish. And so I bought four of them, and within the first week, three of them died. So I had one left, and he's still in my room.
Wow.
So his name is Spartafish because he lasted when the other three died.
4 years, that's a pretty long lifespan for a fish. Mm-hmm. I think he's outlasted his, not to jinx poor Spartafish there, but That's impressive. So you've got one remaining out of the four.
Mm-hmm.
What was the secret to that one? Why didn't the other three make it?
I have no idea. They just like repeatedly died, but he didn't. I don't even know if it's a boy, actually. I just assume.
We need to get one of the science majors to help us out with that. I'm not sure how to tell the difference either. We don't go through that training in communication. So your ties to QU run very deep. Tell me a little bit about how you ended up at QU.
Well, the first way I found out about QU is that both my parents attended here. So my mom graduated in 88 and my dad graduated in 89, and I was Quincy College back then. Mm-hmm. And they met when they were a sophomore and junior. So my mom is also a member of the National Alumni Board here. So just growing up, I've always heard about QU, and they always talked about the different memories that they had here, and then they always told me about them. So then I was like, well, I want those memories. Like, that sounds fun. So then I came here because I went to St. Francis, which is across the street, as a grade school, and my mom worked here. So I would walk across the street to here, so I always knew about QU, and I knew it was here. And then when I was coming in as a freshman or about to, my mom was telling me about the communication department, and I knew that QU had one of the best ones, and I knew that's what I wanted to do, and I haven't changed my mind yet, so.
Well, it's too late now, right?
Yeah.
4 days out before graduation. So here you are. Was it surreal at any time attending college literally 100 feet from where you went to school for, 8 years?
I wouldn't say that it was surreal, but just because it had always been a part of my life, so it was more like I looked at it from afar and now I'm a part of it. The weird thing was talking to professors or walking in the hall and thinking, like, my mom was here 20 years ago doing this, or my dad was here, or they would tell me about a professor that I had, and then I would just look at them and be like, you taught my dad. Like, Dr. Kirchhoffer, I'm the first child of a student. So the first student of a student that he'd ever had, which was kind of like mind-blowing for him, too.
That's really cool. Was he the only one or just the first? Were there any other professors that also had your parents?
I think that Dr. Manning had taught my mom, but I don't know if he taught her or if he was here at the same time.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more, but I'm on the spot, so I can't remember.
I think he was here at the same time, but I'm not sure either. So, all right, moving on. Now, their story, your parents' story, also led to a story of sorts for you during your journalism career here. Tell me a little bit about that.
So one of the assignments that we had for QU Media class was to come up with stories every week for the website, and it was almost Valentine's Day when we started, so I was trying to think of something lovey-dovey because I like to write about that kind of thing. And my parents meeting here sparked the start of my Wedding Wednesday series, which is all about alumni that have met here and got married. And the last one that I just did is actually a couple that's not married yet, but they got engaged. And they were engaged at the commencement ceremony, which I thought was really cool, too. So it was nice that I had, like, a tie to a story, and then I was able to take that and make it into a series.
Very cool. Very cool. So immediate plans after graduation?
I will be attending graduate school here for another 2 years. I will be the grad assistant for both the communication department and the advancement office.
Awesome. We're super excited to have you around for another couple years, both for your work in the with the undergraduate students coming after you, but then also for the graduate program. So congratulations on that. In about 10 years, where do you see yourself?
It's hard for me to think that far away right now just because I was so indecisive in college that I chose 3 emphases. So I'm thinking that right after graduate school, I'll go into like the news producing business and then eventually make my way over to public relations, just because I think that is where I want to end up. And also my mom is kind of in like public relations too. So we talked about starting her own firm and she could be like the senior person and I would help her with it. But that's just a dream. So we'll see how that happens.
That's fantastic. Valcamp and Valcamp Associates. Yeah. Is that what's going to be? Awesome. What did you envision yourself doing as a kid? What did you want to do when you grew up?
I wanted to be a professional singer. So actually I was in choir my freshman year here. And then after that, it was just too much of a time commitment for something that I couldn't see myself doing as a major. So I am sad that I'm not in choir and that I didn't continue with it. But I think that being more focused on communication eventually is what's going to hold out. So
one of the nice things about when you're done with school and jump into your career, although you might still be a few years away from that as you work towards your graduate degree, is you do have a little extra time to then start revisiting some of those things from the past that you wish you had done. And so you never know. We still might see Sarah Valcamp on The Voice someday. You never know.
Maybe.
Sarah, who is your role model?
My role model would probably be my grandma, just because she is one of the strongest people that I know. My grandpa recently had surgery, and so he can't really, well, it was almost 2 years ago now, but it was on his spine, so he's not able to move as much as he can, so she's had to take the role of a caregiver. And not only that, but she's like 78 years old, and she still gardens and goes outside and mows and does all of these different things. And she was a stay-at-home mom, and she was an accountant for a little bit, but just knowing that I have that strong woman in my life that doesn't take anything from anyone, I just think that she would probably be my role model and my superhero.
What is your favorite movie?
Oh, my goodness. My favorite movie would probably be either Zombieland or probably Zombieland, actually. I'll have to stick with that one. It's kind of a goofy movie.
Is it because it's a goofy zombie movie, or do you like the zombie genre in general?
Well, I kind of like the zombie genre in general. Like, I watch The Walking Dead, but I don't really know what got me on that. I just thought it was something, I think it was back then when it came out, it was something new and creative, and so I just really got into it. And plus, it's just like the goofiest movie ever, and it makes you laugh every time you watch it.
Bill Murray zombie. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I'm with you there. I love the zombie genre as well, even though I have an irrational fear of zombies. They're coming. It's just a matter of time. So it's quite scary, but yet I can't get enough of it either. I also watch The Walking Dead and fear The Walking Dead, and there's tons of them out there now. It seems like there's some original series on Netflix. There's some additional shows on TV, so we can get our zombie fill now all we want. Sarah, somebody writes a book about you. What's the title going to be?
Probably either Extremely Indecisive or, I don't know, probably Extremely Indecisive. which I'm doing right now. You're because indecisive. I can't decide on a title.
Indecisive on the title. All right. Fair enough.
But it all turns out okay. That'll be on the cover.
That'll be the subtitle. There you go. Yeah. What is the top song played on your iPod?
Well, usually I just play Pandora, so there's not really a top song.
What's the genre you listen to of music?
Today's hits. I just listen to everything that has a beat.
There you go. Okay, you're at a barbecue. Who are the three people that you would invite?
Dead or alive?
Mm-hmm.
My grandma. Mm-hmm. She would be there definitely. And probably Beyonce, because everybody wants Beyonce at the barbecue. And the other person would have to be Amelia Earhart. I'd like to know, like, what happened to her.
Some major girl power happening there at the barbecue.
This is a girl barbecue.
Awesome. what's served at the barbecue?
Probably spaghetti. It's not really a barbecue dish, but I love spaghetti. But if it has to be barbecue, then I would choose pulled pork.
Okay. Spaghetti at a barbecue, I'm not even sure how you could pull that off, but I'm sure it could happen. Have you ever been mistaken for a celebrity?
No, I've never been mistaken for a celebrity, but I did do a news story for WGEM my freshman year, and one of my friend's sisters said I looked like Mandy Moore, so.
Okay, yeah, I see that. I see that a little bit.
Maybe not so much anymore, but I guess I used to.
Can you think of any other celebrity doppelgangers running around QU's campus? There was one. He graduated a year or two ago. Jay something. He was a business student. Dark hair. Very good speaker. Won some awards, I think, for public speaking.
Oh, yeah. Jay Austin.
Jay Austin. Reminds me of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He does.
I saw. Yeah. So he was one. I can't think of any really off the top of my head. Ryan Snyder said he got a Tom Cruise.
He's a little taller than Tom Cruise.
A lot taller than Tom Cruise. But in the face. I think they have a similar jawline.
So. Yeah.
What do you miss the most about being a kid?
Probably not having any responsibility. Not that I don't like it now, because I know that it's getting me somewhere, but just waking up in the morning and knowing, oh, I have to go to school, and then after that I can do whatever I want. I can go outside and play. I can call my friends, or I can just stay home. I used to read a lot when I was little, and that's something that I kind of miss now, just because I don't really set any time aside to read anything, which I probably should and will now that it's summertime. But I think that's one of the big things that I miss, too, is just being able to read whenever I wanted and stay up until like 3 in the morning reading a book.
Favorite author?
Probably Judy Blume, actually. Not just for her kids' books, but because she had one that I can't remember what it's called right now, but my mom told me to read it, and it was just like a coming-of-age book for a girl, and I think that was the first one that I actually read where it got me into reading like books as a hobby.
Favorite book?
Let's see. My favorite book would have to be... It's so hard to think of something on the spot. I mean, the last thing I read was 50 Shades of Grey, but I don't think that I would say that is my favorite book.
Oh, boy. Did you see the movie?
I did see the movie.
What was better?
The books.
Yeah, they always are.
Mm-hmm.
So as you transition into, I mean, you're obviously an adult, but looking forward to the rest of your life now as an adult, what are you looking forward to the most in that respect?
Probably not going to school.
Even though you still are.
Yeah. Not that I don't like going to school, but right now it's like you go to school and you have a job and you're always busy all the time. And then once you like grow up, I guess, and you have a career, then you can focus on that. And then from there, like starting a family, getting married, all the girly stuff.
That's not girly stuff. That's the human stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to compartmentalize that, but we've talked a lot about this in my classes about it's not fair to television that, you know, portrays the father as the bumbling idiot who, you know, can't change a diaper to save his life. And I take offense to that. And I know a lot of men that also take offense to that. So I don't think it's fair to say getting married and sure, maybe planning the big wedding and everything is a girly thing, but not necessarily, you know, having a spouse, a family, looking forward to that. That's not akin to just women. Guys mm-hmm. look forward to that too. They might not tell you about it, but they yeah. do. They do. Sarah, if you were given the platform to send a message to the entire world and you had 30 seconds to do it, what would you say?
I would probably tell them to just stop caring about whatever everybody thinks. Like, I know that message is told over and over again, but once you actually start living it, then you get to do so many things. Like, I am a certified scuba diver. I've gone bungee jumping. I've gone hiking in the Grand Canyon. Like, once you start realizing that it matters what you want and not what everybody else wants, you can have so much fun with life. Like, I'm sure if somebody looked at me now and I told them I was a certified scuba diver, they would be like, what? No way. Because, I don't know. I just, anytime I get the opportunity to do something, then I do it. And I think I get that a lot from my dad, too.
So that's a good segue into my next question of, what is your message for, as you close out your undergraduate career, what is your message for incoming freshmen just starting their college career?
I think that it would be to get involved and to stay involved. I know I've said that before, but I really mean it. Like with KUTV, it's nice knowing that I was a part of something and that I made a difference in something, because I would have really not liked to look back on my college career and know that there was nothing that I stuck with or nothing that I was truly a part of, because now I have like a permanent tie to QU. Like, I can look on future students, like even after graduate school, and watch QU TV and be like, oh, I used to be a part of that. Like, it's just nice to know that there was something that meant something to me and something that I could mean a part of QU too as well.
There you have it, future students, words of wisdom from Sarah Valcamp, who is very wise beyond her years, and she will be sticking around QU for a few more years. So if you have the opportunity to sit down with her and ask her a few questions, I encourage you to do so. She is an award-winning student journalist and obviously makes the most out of everything and gets the most out of life. I'm learning new things about you. I didn't know all those things about you, that you did all of those things. What is the craziest, most exciting thing that you've done so far?
Probably the thing that, like, I didn't know that I would do that I did was the bungee jumping or the parasailing. I've also done that.
What goes through your mind? I've always thought about bungee jumping, but I don't think I ever will, especially now now in my 40s. What goes through your mind as you're standing there? Did you do it off a bridge? What did you do it off of?
A couple of years ago at Wisconsin Dells, they used to have this really high platform that you would bungee jump off of. I think the park that it was at is closed now. But I think it was, I don't remember how tall it was, but it was extremely high.
Over the sand?
It was over like concrete, but there was a net at the bottom.
Okay. And so what goes through your head right as you step off that platform?
I actually didn't step off. I was pushed off because I was so scared. And the first thing I was thinking was, I don't want to do this. Never mind. Just kidding. But then, like, I probably stood there for maybe 30 seconds, even though it felt like forever. And the girl beside me was like, okay, 3, 2, 1. And then I just, like, she didn't really push me, but it was more like a nudge. And then after that, you're like, you feel like you have to fall. So then I did. But it was cool once it was happening.
How long was the fall?
I don't even remember. Probably only like 10 seconds, but
it felt like
forever.
And what are you thinking then when you're falling?
It kind of makes you dizzy, actually. So the nice thing about this one was that there's not really any buildings around, so when you do fall, you get to see all of Wisconsin Dells. So that was really cool, even though it was upside down. But It was nice to see a 360 view.
Very cool. So you're closing out your career. Sarah, what are you going to miss the most about QU, the campus?
Since I'm not really, I only ate there my freshman year, so it's not really that hard to miss since I haven't been there. But I think since I'm staying at QU, there won't be a lot to miss. But the one thing that I will is being able to text the friends that I made here and just ask them what they're doing. And it's so different from high school because you had those people that you were in class with and then they come home during the summer when school's over. But with college, everybody goes home. So there's no meeting them again unless you make it happen. And I think that is the one thing that I'm going to miss the most is being able to see people every single day. Like, there's people in my classes now that I literally see Monday through Friday. And you'd think you'd get sick of them, but I guess I haven't.
From what I've seen of our communication alums, you will stay in close touch with most of the people, even though they start to go into different areas and different fields and things of that nature. But they all seem to stay pretty close, be it social media or coming home for homecoming, things of that nature. So I'm sure as a well-trained communication student, you will find ways to stay in touch with all of those close friends.
I hope so.
Sarah Valcamp, thanks so much for joining us and taking a few minutes to reflect back on your 4 years at Quincy University. And we look forward to doing this again in 2 years when you're wrapping up your graduate degree.
Yep, that'll be exciting.
Thanks, Sarah.